and gentlemen, and welcome to Hutton Orbital Live with me, Dick Chafing.
And me, Rudolf Hucker. Tonight, we have the news headlines, a little bit of a hot pit, some Wotherspoon and his digestion, a big bit of Flossie, and of course, Buck and Hutton's top trucker.
Oh, but first tonight, the headlines!
Thargoids beat the retreat from Cubicle 3.
The Bank of Zeons misses the point.
Pilots Federation releases its winter range at last.
Universal Cartographics finally gets the plot. First tonight, with pilots across the galaxy rushing toward certain doom at the hands of the Thargoids, we have a breaking news bulletin from those crazy people over at the Hammers of Slough. Eager to test the reaction of our octagonal, whichever you prefer, near neighbors to various donated commodities, the Hammers brought a selection of items to an unknown single source, interrupted Tharg the Mighty in his ponderings over a passing occupied escape pod, and promptly dropped their load. The Thargoid reacted in an inquisitive manner at first, but upon it discovering that the load what was dropped stank higher than Cubicle 3 at Hutton, turned and vacated the area. What became of the occupied escape pod and its occupant, no one knows. But we can reassure commanders everywhere that the ongoing plumbing emergency at Hutton is in fact a cunningly disguised ploy to keep Thargoids at a safe distance, and certainly upwind of us. We knew Cubicle 3 would come in handy for things other than a punishment detail. As one might say, we know our shit at Hutton. That's...
Heads rolled at the Bank of Zeons this week as their automated payment systems connected to the galaxy's bulletin boards malfunctioned, with a number of commanders being awarded credit balances that turned out to be greater than all the cash in the galaxy. Conversely, the new search and rescue agents at stations appear to be on the kind of wage normally reserved for radio DJs, school dinner staff, junior doctors and highly qualified but recently graduated former students, also known as coffee shop baristas. An internal investigation was launched, and it turns out that a certain galactic intern seems to have muddled up the buttons on his calculator, the date, and also applied compound interest on any payments from the year 2017 to today, while simultaneously realizing there was no cash left and attempting to hide the discrepancy in the balances by paying everyone else about enough to buy a packet of broken biscuits and a 200-year-old pot noodle. We do understand that 200-year-old pot noodles actually taste exactly the same as they did when they were first manufactured. There is no comment from the Pilots Federation as to what on earth they're going to do with all the money they owe pilots, whether there's been a bank error in their favour, whether pilots should pass Hutton, collect 200 credits, or maybe go to jail, directly to jail via the Old Kent Road. We recommend that anyone who's received such payments put them away somewhere safe and not spend them on gold-plated toilets, expensive artwork for their ships, or even blow the lot on two drinks from Costa Coffee. You never know when the taxman might come calling.
With the last 2 years of endless publicity that winter is coming, it appears that it's finally here. The Pilots Federation have released their newest range of clothing for winter. These include jackets both with and without sleeves, trousers with and without legs, boots in a variety of colors to cover your strange camel-toed flight suit feet, and of course, Thargoid-proof underpants. We aren't sure whether the underpants are actually any protection against Thargoids, but we do know that they come in shades of beige, mid-beige, patchy beige, and of course, cubicle brown. We're looking forward to their Ready for Summer collection in 3304, which is rumored to include a fetching mankini and fedora combo, a legless flight suit for those trips to Betelgeuse to top up your ration, irradiation burns cream, yeah, that's tans, Tans, not radiation burns. Tans. Winter is indeed here, and no pilot should be seen by Galnet News paparazzi underdressed or even undressed for fear of causing distress.
And finally tonight, Universal Cartographics, the immensely wealthy company in charge of working out exactly where everything is and creating the navigation equipment that keeps everyone from crashing into the nearest sun or getting lost when popping to the shops in Leigh for the latest bargains, have finally realized that pilots do actually travel further than 1,000 light years in one journey. They have upgraded all ships to take into account nutcases like Zorlak, who like nothing more than a quick weekend trip to Colonia, followed by Monday afternoon tea at Beagle Point before skirting the far arm of the galaxy and being home in time for supper at Hutton Orbital. Yes, you can now plot all 22,000 light years to Fort Mugg in one go. It even tells you exactly where you'll run out of fuel, so you can pre-warn the fuel rats to meet you there. Universal Cartographics, helping you GTFO since 3301, and now upgraded with their latest offering, the Brave Sir Robin route plotting option, keeping your wake signatures one step ahead of alien menace.
Those were our headlines, and now, on with the rest of the show.
But first, a tune! Funny that, we always do that. And as everyone seems to be off picking a fight with any creature with more than four legs, we'd better start with a little bit of the kung fu fighting.